Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. conference call to discuss the results of the second quarter of 2022. Today with us, we have Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder, CEO, and Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded. All participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Afterwards, there will be a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast. You may access it at unicasamoveis.com.br/ir, where the presentation is also available for download. The slide selection will be managed by you. We would like to remind you that participants may send questions to Unicasa through the website, and they will be answered during the Q&A session. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that forward-looking statements that might be made during this call in relation to Unicasa's business outlook, projections, operating and financial targets, our beliefs and assumptions of Unicasa's management, as well as information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events, and therefore they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira to start the presentation. Mr. Oliveira, you may proceed.
Good afternoon. Let's go to slide number five with the highlights of the period. In this quarter, the company revenue went up by 20.6%, driven by the export and corporate channels, which delivered considerable growth. The medium and high standard real estate segments continue an upward trend in Brazil, both in number of launches and sales, as you can see in the reports by the Brazilian Developers Association. It is important to stress that the second quarter net income was impacted by the recognition of revenue from the successful outcome in the lawsuit that claimed the non-incidence of income tax and social contribution on the inflation part over financial investments earnings as published in the material information on June 3, 2022 and August 11, 2022. The credit calculation period is from January 13 to May 22, amounting to 5.2 million reais entered under income tax and social contribution. About 800,000 reais posted under financial result, referring to the monetary restatement of the amount beside the provision of approximately 300,000 reais under administrative expenses, referring to attorney's fees. All entries were posted as provisions and will be confirmed when the credit from the Brazilian IRS or the Receita Federal is ratified and there might be changes. On page four of the release, you can see the quarter and half year income statement net of the non-recurring effects of the tax claims judged favorably for the company. On slides seven to 11, we can see the individual performance of each segment. Overall, our brands performed quite well, the corporate segment being the highlight, growing 200%, followed by exports growing 59%. On slide 12, we see the average productivity in the quarter per Delano and Favorita store, reaching 118,000 reais per month, a 13.3% increase whereas new in Casa Brasileira reached 59,000 per month with an 11.5% increase. On slide 13, we have a chart with the evolution of our exclusive and multi-brand POS, closing the quarter with 193 exclusive stores and 104 multi-brand. On slide 14, you can see that we closed the quarter with 66 Delano and Favorito operations, 109 new in Casa Brasileira, 18 exclusive stores abroad. Now turning to the operating expenses on slide 16, the chart shows the evolution of our SG&A, up by 20% in the quarter. The main impacts on our expenses were the increase in headcount to support the U.S. operation growth, the increase in headcount for the support team to domestic resellers that had been postponed during the pandemic, beside the 10.6% collective bargaining in the category, the partial resumption of travel, which was limited during 2021 due to the pandemic, increase in variable expenses such as shipping, customs clearance, assembly, which grow hand in hand with the increase in revenue from the export and corporate sales segments, and the provision for attorneys' fees due to the successful recovery of amounts coming from the inflation on financial operations lawsuit. On the other hand, expenses with consumers from the closed stores decreased by 0.7 million real. On slide 17, we have a summary of the 2Q 2022 results. Gross margin this quarter remained at the same level as the previous quarter. In a year-on-year comparison, the result is a drop in margin, mainly due to the increase in corporate sales, both in the domestic and international markets. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to the operator to start the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we will start the Q&A session. In order to ask a question, please press star one. In order to remove your question from the queue, please press star two.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you should press star one. Please stand by while we wait for questions.
Matias Frederico Dietrich. Good afternoon. How do you see the financial situation of your clients? We see unemployment going down. However, the Selic is going up, inflation is going up. Do you believe that these figures could be gradually reverted in the next few quarters, the two-digit figures that we had this quarter?
Good afternoon, Matias. At the beginning of the press release, we talk about the report by the Brazilian Association of Developers,
real estate developers, and we see that the medium and high standard markets are performing very well, and our brands are positioned exactly in these two segments. What we see is a slight decrease in volume. I believe that you are looking at your release, and there was a big influence of the product mix. It doesn't really reflect the drop in volume that we had. We had a slight decrease. However, it is not as big as the figure that you see there because of the mix. Thank you. Elcio Sabato de Abreu e Silva asks a question. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the presentation, and I would like to know the following: the amount of investments in imported machines and already disbursed will be started up in the first quarter of 2023, the machines with a long-term expansion in mind. Do you have a strategy or for further expansion, organic expansion or acquisition? And third question, Delano Favorito, is this an ongoing trend? Do you intend to resume investments in this area, in this growth? Good afternoon, Elcio. In relation to investment in machines, we do have a schedule for that. That goes from the first half of 2023 up to the end of 2024, beginning of 2025. In relation to your second question, I will answer the second and the third, okay? We do have an expansion team which is working on the expansion of our brands. And this is a long-term work. We have been saying in many releases that our selection process and also the approval process is a very time-consuming process. And it will take a while to show this in our releases. But we are expanding our stores or working on the expansion of the stores, yes. Adevar Soares, good afternoon. Do you intend to pay out dividends or interest on equity? Is this on your radar screen? Hello, Adevar. Yes, of course, we do have this on our radar screen, and we will close the year with enough net income to allow us to pay out dividends. We do not have interim dividends at the end of the year. We check, and if we do have income to earnings to be distributed, yes, this will be done. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star one if you wish to ask a question.
João, do you intend to expand your brands abroad?
Yes, we have been saying this in many of our press releases, mainly in the United States. If you look at the operating expenses, you will see the impact of that on the overall result of the company.
Once again, in order to ask a question, please press star one. I would like to remind you that webcast participants may send their questions to Unicasa through the website, and they will be answered during this Q&A session. Please stand by while we wait for questions.
The Q&A session has come to an end. We would like to give the floor back to Mr. Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your presence. Good afternoon, and have a very good weekend.
Unicasa's conference call has come to an end. Thank you very much for participating, and we wish you a very good afternoon. Thank you very much.